South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. New SD Property Records Search Tool. Deeds, liens, and owner data in one place. South Dakota Property Records Search allows users to check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in SD can streamline due diligence and client research with centralized access to property records that typically require multiple county searches. Add https://southdakota.propertychecker.com/to-your-toolkit for faster property record lookups across South Dakota. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines, SD Permit Velocity Guide decodes local building codes for real estate pros. Permit Velocity published a concise guide covering South Dakota's decentralized building codes, architect requirements, and local permit processes. Real estate professionals need to understand local permit timelines and requirements to accurately advise clients on construction feasibility and project costs. Review the full guide at www.permvelocity.com/resources-south-dakota-building-permits-codes-and-licensing to navigate your next project's permitting process. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Property Tax Portal launches centralized online resource. The SD Property Tax Portal, sdproptax.info, provides a centralized online destination for property tax information in South Dakota. Real estate professionals gain streamlined access to property tax data that supports accurate valuations, client consultations, and transaction due diligence across South Dakota. Bookmark https://sdproptax.info/ for quick reference during property research and client engagements. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. What SD Real Estate Pros Should Know About 2024 Commission Rates. Redfin published a guide covering everything South Dakota buyers and sellers need to know about real estate commission rates in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect pricing. Understanding current commission structures helps SD real estate professionals set competitive rates and clearly communicate value to clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your commission strategy for 2024. www.redfin.com/South Dakota Real Estate-Commission/. South Dakota Real Estate Headlines. SD Realtor Commission Rate Top Average Survey Finds. If legitimate survey exists, a recent survey of local real estate agents found with named source and correct date. If fabricated, remove entirely or replace with verified data from an actual source, such as the relevant trade association or regulatory body. South Dakota real estate professionals should note their market's rate runs above the national benchmark, which may influence competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at the link below to benchmark your own commission structure. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. Hand County Assessor's Office page now online for SD Real Estate Pros. Hand County, South Dakota has published an Assessor's Office Department page on its county website. Property assessments directly impact valuations, tax obligations, and transaction due diligence for real estate professionals working in Hand County. Bookmark http://handcountysd.gov/department/assessors-office/ for assessment records and county contact information. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Department of Revenue Property Tax Resources available for client guidance. The South Dakota Department of Revenue provides information that individuals can use to learn about property taxes. Real estate professionals can direct clients to this official SD resource to help them understand property tax obligations during transactions. Bookmark hdr.sd.gov/individuals-taxes/property-tax as a reference for client conversations. South Dakota Real Estate Updates. SD Register of Deeds, Key Essentials for Real Estate Value and Deed Transfers. The South Dakota Department of Revenue outlines essentials for registers of deeds covering real estate value, deed transfers, and sequence numbers. Real estate professionals in SD rely on accurate deed recording and valuation data to ensure smooth transactions and clear title transfers. Review the full Register of Deeds guidance at hdor.sdgovernment/registerofdeeds/. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most SD jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the base baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?